You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I told my mom that I'm staying in my bro's house. Gonna play the game, but really hitting parties buying liquor Jeep with this little bit of change. Little did she know, yeah, little did she know, but little did she know, I was doing all that on the low. Little did she know. We just ignored it. Posted outside the liquor store, waiting for a customer to go and buy a box for us. My G, my G, my G. $20 just to go a long way. Back when I pro clubs just a lay. Knee high with some blacked out shakes. L1s with the white fat lace. Hit a rider with the weekend text. Vodafone free weekend text. And if it ain't the weekend yet, hit her on MSN for some weekend sex.
Weekend sex, you say? Goodness me. So those of you listening to BFM know that that's Sweat It. Little did she know, that's a song we've been playing a lot of, and congratulations to Sweat It becoming one of the finalists for the APRA Silver Scroll Awards 2017. Ant Healy's in the studio with me. Hi Ant, how are you?
G'day Mike, it's good to be here.
And one of the nominees, Phase Days, or Amelia, how are you?
Hi, I'm well, thanks.
Congratulations to you!
Thanks so much, I'm honoured.
Ant, tell us what are the, you're the operations director of operations for APRA. APRA is
it's an organisation of songwriters essentially. It's an Australasian performer.
Our songwriters,
our
mate.
Our songwriters, New Zealand songwriters. We do a whole bunch of things for them. We collect royalties for them essentially and pay them those royalties.
Good on you for doing that too.
But other than that, you know, we do a whole bunch of. Advocacy on their behalf, and we run awards, and the Silver Scroll is kind of our most important award.
Because it celebrates songwriting, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean it's not a commercial award at all. So the commercial success of a song or a track is irrelevant. And a bunch of people get together, and a bunch of other songwriters get together, and they argue, and they listen to, and they consider a whole bunch of songs, everything that's been released in the last year. And they come up with this list of 20, and that's what we've released today.
So from the list of 20, how long do we have to decide? How long do APRA members have to decide before they conclude who is the winner?
That's right. There's a whole new judging process that is undertaken by 10,000 APRA members, so songwriters themselves. So it's the songwriters that are voting for the best song. So hopefully, you know, we think they're the most qualified people to make that call. And they now will go online and listen to those 20 songs. And there's a judging process that they go through, and they can pick their top five this year. And we will eventually arrive at a winner that'll get announced in Dunedin.
Do you have the list in front of you there?
Yeah, I do. I
mean, would you like to let the BFM listenership know just who's been nominated this year?
Okay, well, I'll read through that list of 20, and it's a really diverse and fascinating list. Anyway, a song called "Close Your Eyes" by Beck Runger, "Cold Steel," which is a song by Troy Kingy and Mara TK. "Don't Worry About It," which is a song performed by Kings. It's kind of a commercial radio hit last year. "Green Light" by Lord. "Hate Somebody" by Cut Off Your Hands. "Horizon" by Aldous Harding. "100 Waters" written by Grayson Gilmore. "If Only" by a young guy called Teeks. "I Know Not Where I Stand" written and performed by Shane P. Carter. "Liability" performed by Lord. "Life of the Party" is a Chelsea Jade song. "Little Did She Know," we just heard, by Sweat It. "Lucky Girl" by Phaser Days, sitting right next to me.
That's you, Amelia, that's you. You're on the
yeah,
<Yay.
laughs>
"O Heathcote," written by Lawrence Arabia, James Milne. "One and Only" by Brooke Singer, performed by French for Rabbits. "Rainbow" by Louis Baker. "Richard" by Nadia Reid. "Sober" by Lydia Cole. "Sunday Best" by Seth Hapu, and "Uruta" by a band called Alien Weaponry.
who are just some young grunters.
Well, they are, you know, interestingly.
They want some pretty cutting, thrash, pretty heavy
thrash
stuff.
Thrash metal and te reo Māori, so that's probably a first, I'd say, Mike.
And do we want to talk about who the jury were, who sort of...
We put together, this year it was 11 songwriting judges who considered over 200 songs, and that's Angie Sami from Sami Sisters, Buzz Moller from Voom, Chris Vandergeer from Stella, Devin Abrahams from Pacific Heights and Shapeshifter, formerly of Shapeshifter, Godfrey DeGruy, Jane DeYoung, who's better known as Ruby Frost, Julia Deans, Holly Fulbrook from Tiny Ruins, Phil Bell, DJ Severe, Rob Ruha, and Sandy Mills.
That's, I mean, talking to some big names in the nominees, big names in the judging panel. Amelia, you as Phaser Days, you must be feeling pretty cool about it.
Yeah, it's my first time in the top 20, and it's like amazing to hear my name amongst that list of artists. Yes.
So, and this is all about songwriting. So tell us how do you write a song? What's your technique? Have you figured that out yet?
Sometimes I sit down and force myself to write something. This song was actually me forcing myself to write something. And
it's
then,
almost as though you foresaw your nomination, didn't you, calling the song Lucky Girl?
No. I was writing another song, and then I kind of sidetracked and wrote this song off that song. So it is. Sometimes I find it really good to just sit down and put my hours in, and the song was a result of that.
I remember a friend of mine once, though, you know, when I was sort of writing songs in my band years ago, and he just sort of one day pulled me aside and said, "How do you come up with this song?" and it suddenly made me realise just how lucky. It's a really fortunate position to be someone who knows how to do that, you know, regardless of how great a song you write, but just even know how to do it. How did you? Are you musically trained? And what about songwriting? When did you first come up with a song?
Maybe I wrote my first song when I was about 14, but I did go to music school, and there's like a lot of techniques and skills and things you can pick up, which I don't know, help a lot. And Godfrey DeGruy, who was one of the judges, he taught me at music school here at Auckland University.
Right here at Auckland University, the best university. Mm-hmm. The like it says on the thing. Hey, and they, you know, when you write a song, how do you know it's ready to roll? How do you know when it's finished? Because that's a weird bit.
That's a weird time,
isn't it? It's like, do you have a time period you want to finish it in, or do you have, or do you just know that any more would be too much? Or
I normally show it to someone, and then it's like, how do I feel when I show it to them? And like, if I feel uneasy, then it's not finished. And I don't know, you can kind of tell as soon as you get fresh ears on it. It's like you get fresh ears as well.
Yeah. And do you write for your intended audience, or do you write for yourself, or do you write for a mythical audience, or what?
I think I write for myself.
Cool. So let's play a Phaser Day song. We'll come back and talk more about the Episode of Scroll Awards on BFM. It's 9:16. This is Lucky Girl by Phaser Days. Oh, your new album just came out. Oh. And as a songwriter, Amelia, you knew that now is where you wanted to fade it out.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's just enough. You know, isn't that crazy? That stuff's really cool. That's what I really love about songs. So, like, you know, that was enough of that mood, that pace, that thing. Mm-hmm. That's just right. The selection of just how long and just how much and just how emotional and all that sort of stuff. And then on to the next one and the next one and the next one and the next one. Do you like songwriting?
I love it, yeah. I really, really love it, and I just get a lot of satisfaction out of it.
How many songs do you think you write where you go, okay, finished, sucks, chuck it out? Would you not let it get that far?
I don't really let it get that far. I'm quite bad at finishing songs.
Good, good. And as a head honch there at APRA, you must just sit there and just rubbing your hands with glee, knowing that there's so much talent in this country.
Yeah, I mean, you look down that list and it's such a, it could be from nowhere else. It's a great, diverse, awesome list of new music and new music written by slightly older songwriters and young songwriters. There's kind of everyone represented there. It's amazing.
And really, you know, just if those songs were the only songs that came out this year, would still be a fantastic songwriting nation.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, look, there is
millions of songs.
There's songs there that like top the charts in America, and you know, songs that are critically acclaimed all around the world. It's remarkable.
And that's just this year's lot.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Absolutely right.
Hey,
yeah.
Amelia, good luck. Good luck for the Silver Scrolls this year. Congratulations on being nominated. That's really fantastic.
Thanks,
for Phaser Days.
Thanks.
And thanks for coming in.
Yeah, good to be here.
And we'll go out with one of the other nominees. Cut off your hands. Hate somebody. Just those three songs alone, diverse, aren't they? You're listening to BFM Breakfast. It's 21 minutes past 9 o'clock with Mikey Havoc. Thanks, Burger Fuel.
Some creeps in the city streets, in the neighborhoods we all live, with the coin strap, take the shortcut.
All we need to have.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.